So my work over the last 13 years has been in the reclamation. I started consciously 13 years ago in the reclamation of my own feminine. So I closed my circle, I went in, there's lots of emotion here telling this story. I went in and I reclaimed her and I went down and I went into the underworld and I wrestled and I did all of the shedding and all of the work that I needed to do. And I went down and I got her and I was like, I've got you. And she's constantly revealing herself to me. So every day's a revelation when you're living with her. And then with that rooting in her, my exploration then went out into the natural world. And I started to make love with the natural world, like on a psycho-spiritual level, my consciousness, my psyche, my relationship expanded out to be completely embedded within this web of life. And everything that I have created, the Dancing Serpent, all my theatre shows, my poetry comes from this relationship with the web of creation. And it's such a deep source. In essence, like I opened to the eros of life of and received all of this creativity. And so my understanding of eros came from, okay, it's just this thing that you do in the bedroom, to like, no, it's this experience that you have with the totality of life, with when you're living fully, you're living in an erotic inheritance. So then I was just hanging out in my feminine world, stoking the fires of the feminine, sourcing in the natural world, sourcing in the consciousness of God or creation. And then it was like, oh wow, oh, how does this translate to the men and the masculine, right? And that's like whole next level initiation of the journey. So then this took me to the exploration of sacred intimacy and sexual polarity, which is a journey that I'm reveling in at the moment. And it was like, oh, there is a certain paradigm where my feminine can exist in relationship to the masculine in the embodied male sense. Okay, so there's the feminine principle and there's the masculine principle, which are energies of the natural world, which the whole of creation is woven by the masculine and the feminine in union. So between the sun and the moon, the masculine principle and the feminine principle is weaving the whole of creation on this earth and beyond also. And so matter and love, the feminine principle and consciousness are weaving creation. When you stop and look at everything, the world is just making out. It's just making out. Everything's making out with everything else. It's one orgasmic orgy, and that we are encased within. But because we've got this separation and we forget and we don't experience it until maybe you come on elemental Eros and then you start to experience it and you're like, yay. So in creation, there exists these principles, these masculine and feminine principles. And then how that translates to men and women. So there can be men that are more feminine essence, and there can be women that are more masculine essence. I'm a woman who's feminine essence, but I have also, because I have a lot of masculine, I have an inner masculine that can allow me to show up and create a school and deliver structure and form and all of those things. But in my essence, I'm deeply feminine. So if there's a woman who's feminine essence, and if there's a man who's masculine essence, and they've both been through the journey of their own inner unification, their own sacred union, inner union, then that creates the conditions for the sacred union, the outer beloved sacred union. And this is like dream scenario, because it's like that longing that I spoke about at the beginning. The existential longing to merge with the beloved. And that is a multidimensional experience. The beloved is in everything. And us knowing our place within the web allows us to experience that beloved, that belonging to the beloved, that belonging to love, right? And so it's not reduced to this one person. But that doesn't mean that you never get with anybody, because the ultimate spiritual sexual ecstasy is if you get to live that, once you've been through that process, your own spiritual quest, your own inner unification process, your own sourcing within your essence, because then you're sourcing with all of the dimensions. And then another person has been through that process. And then you get to live that. You get to come together. And then you get to experience the dance of the masculine principle and the feminine principle. That's when you can have the outer beloved sacred union. I believe we're all longing for that depth of relationship. We're all longing for that depth of embodied love. We're all longing for the realization of that potential because we know it somewhere in our soul. In our soul, we're coded for that. And I'm imagining because you're here that there is a part of you that is coded for that. I imagine you wouldn't come to a call on sacred union unless you were coded for sacred union. Whether you know it or not, on a soul level, there's something that's like, I want to know more about this. I'm drawn to this. In our culture, what we see is the separation of the masculine and the feminine principle still. And this is what creates so much distortion and so much trauma and so much heartbreak and so much pain within our relationships because we're not sourced in that essence. We haven't been through this unification process. And so you come together with a person, and it's like your soul longs for that romance of the divine, because, of course, why wouldn't you? But our human condition is such that we haven't refined ourselves to be able to come into that embodied expression of the union, right? And so the distortion of sacred union is the classic anxious avoidant dance. That's the inversion of the dance of polarity, of the dance of sacred union. Somebody's anxious and somebody's avoidant. And it's all part of the process. Our attachment style is a very human, very delicate, very beautiful part of who we are. Also, if we want to experience the depths of sacred union, there's an initiation of healing that each being needs to go on individually and together to be able to live beyond that attachment and to live the depth of a love that is holy and a love that is divine.